How long would you be going in the sun?
Well, we generally fishing when I was fishing on this coast around here. Pensacola, Panama City, and all in here is over around the middle of November. Mm-hmm. Now, some of them leave earlier than that and go down around Marathon and Everglades, all in there.
How long are you down there? They
generally come back the on the latter part of March. The fishing starts up again up here about the 1st of April. They'll come in around the 15th of March and start getting ready. They have to rig the boats different. Well, the fishing down there, they have to take this equipment off we use up here and put on different equipment to use down there. Then when they come back, they have to take that off and put the equipment back on the boat we use up here.
So you'd be going for about half a year at the time?
About half a year. But my last year in Florida Keys was 1969. Mm-hmm. Pretty hard working. And I'd give it up by this fish up here in the summertime.
Just the same men that, well, your neighbors and you get a boat here and go down there? Did you fish with the men that you fished with them out here?
Yeah, I did some, and then I fished in the Keys mostly with Jimmy Kilburn that lived right over there on a small boat, just him and me and one more man. Mm-hmm. They don't use as many men down in the southern part of the state in the wintertime as they use up here. Mm-hmm. They gill the fish. They catch them way offshore, run around them, and the fish run in the net, and they pick them out by hand. Up here, we use the same. We pull them out to the beach and catch several thousand pounds at a time in that bag and bail them out with a big net. Mm-hmm. Down there netting, you pick one out at a time. Pretty hard work when you should catch. You catch 15 or 20,000 pounds of mackerel in the net, it takes quite a while to pick them out. Kind of like picking peas, I guess, to be able to pick any out of that bit.
Going into the key somewhere and unload the house?
Yeah, they have some big dealers down there that millions of pounds, Mr. Yeah. Big man, kind of a seafood company is what it is. Mm-hmm. Anyway, man, I'm picking in East Coast Fisheries. They're big dealers. They just have millions of pounds. Another small place, Colton, down there. Find out a seafood company in East Coast Fisheries. There's not any dealers up here that handles what they do.
Mm-hmm. How often would you have to
come in? Come in every 12 hours, about like we do up here. Mm-hmm. We went out at 12 o'clock last night. And then to go in at 8:30. I'd come home sometime, maybe 3 or 4, get more rest than the rest of them, because they help unload. I don't help unload.
3 or 4 in the morning?
In the afternoon. You don't get much rest. The only way we go, see, when we go back, the captain really stays up more than anybody else. He's on the bow looking for fish, and we laying down asleep. We're asleep till he finds a bunch of fish, and then he ought to get ready and have to get up and get over with him.
You're getting pretty fast then, I guess.
You're mighty right you have, and I'm telling you, you have to move, because fish don't wait on you.
Yeah.
They move, baby. They'll be here today or tomorrow, they won't be there.
What church you got there?
First Baptist. I'm a member of the First Baptist Church. That's my letter that I get every Friday right there. I haven't even read it, seen it. I just put it on tape.